Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, March 26th, 2026, and it's time for our morning interview. I have a couple of guests in the studio with me today. Tori O'Connell. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning, Peter.
Thank you for coming in. And Bruce Gazaway, thank you.
Hello, Peter.
It's nice to have you both here. Today, we are here to talk about an event that's coming up this weekend, the No Kings March. And Tori, I'm going to ask you to describe the march and the event.
Okay, thank you. No Kings is a national event. There's over 3,100 rallies or protests scheduled across the country. And I've heard it, some people in town saying, oh, this is a political rally. It is not. No Kings is not a partisan political issue, but is a foundational American principle rooted in the Constitution, opposing absolute rule and authoritarianism. So we're taking a civic stance against any leader acting as a tyrant or a monarch. And so in that realm, we're saying people have the power here, and we're a constitutional representative democracy, and we object.
So, Tori, could you tell me a little bit more about what's been planned for this weekend?
Sure. We are going to do something a little bit different this time. We're going to start with marches. We're going to have three starting points over at the boathouse at Jablonski, next to the Centennial Building and at the roundabout, and that's to keep a big parade off the streets given our sidewalks and snow condition. And people will march to Totem Square across from the radio station, and starting at noon. And then we will have a rally at about 12:30 as marchers arrive. And if you don't want to march because of the snow or the cold, please, people can just show up at Totem Square. But we're going to have speakers, we're going to have a choir. Basically, there's joy in resistance, and we need to keep our joy alive and also talk about the people power and how important that is to communities. So we'll have opportunities to gather together to fundraise for ACLU Alaska, for Minnesota Rent Relief, for Sonia Arriga's family that was taken by ICE. And we will have thank you gifts of David Boxley's beautiful Ptarmigan Squadron lapel pin and stickers. So basically a family-friendly, peaceful, joyful event, but talking about the current situation and how, as people, what we can do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tori. So Bruce, I'm going to ask you a little bit about what your role is as one of the organizers of the event this weekend.
Well, let me talk first about my motivation. I spent 2005 and 2006 in Iraq supposedly fighting for democracy. And it seems to me right now we need to do a little fighting for democracy on our own. I'm not advocating anything radical. I'm advocating that we engage in expressing our values for the kind of democracy we want, a tolerant, open, compassionate democracy, under the rule of law, obeying our written constitution. That's why I'm here, and what we're doing is we're trying to encourage citizens to come out, join together in expressing our desire for the kind of democracy we want in America. And we will be marching from three different locations. We'll be rallying at Totem Square, just as Americans, to express our opinion about the world that we want our children to live in.
And your individual kind of contribution to this is to kind of help with the parade marshals, I believe.
That's correct. We have a team of parade marshals, and we will be, you know, it's the road conditions are kind of hazardous. Now, this is not a traditional, we're walking down the middle of the street, blocking the streets. This is what we call a sidewalk parade, and the police allow this, which we walk in single file, you know, kind of down the street, on the sidewalk, obeying all the traffic signs to come to a central location, and it's a real low stress way to make our presence known. And I have a team I have a team of parade marshals or peacekeepers, and our goal is to make sure that our people are following the rules and traffic mm-hmm. laws, and to help people and assist people come together in the square for a family-friendly event.
So thank you, Bruce. So you mentioned the word engagement, and Tori, I'm going to turn back to you. So certainly Sitkins have been engaged at the roundabout every noon on Saturdays for a long time. How is this particular event, this No Kings event, different than what's been happening for quite some time now?
Sure. Cindy Lippman started organizing at the roundabout after the Gaza war started. And then we loosely gathered a group of people called Sitkins for Peace and Democracy. We're just a group of Sitkins. And every week we're gathering to talk about issues that are important to us, to highlight issues. But this is a national event. It does fit under our umbrella. We are worried about this illegal war. We are worried about our neighbors being kidnapped and shot. We are worried about the environment and the way we treat our fellows. So it was a natural for us to pull into this national event. But this is No Kings event, not a Sitkins for Peace and Democracy, although we are sponsoring it.
And what are some of the kind of tenets or hallmarks of the national organization?
Sure. The idea is, first of all, that history shows that nonviolent, large-scale protests make a difference in bringing down authoritarianism. We just saw 500,000 people protesting against Orban in Turkey this week. We are slowly building this, rapidly building this movement. I think there were 4 million people at the first No Kings in June. There were 7 million in October. We hope to have many more people at this event. And we need to get to, and in this country, 11 million people showing up, not just at these one-day events, but all the time, to bring our democracy back into order.
Something I was interested to learn about is the incorporation of art in this event. So you mentioned earlier the logo from an artist, but there's also music that's planned. Can you tell me a little bit about that as well?
Sure. Some local people have decided that there is joy in resistance and they would like to sing. And so just very recently, a group has gotten together and they are going to lead the crowd in a song. There will be a couple of songs. There will also be chant leaders for the individual marches coming to Totem Square. And we're really excited about that. And then beyond that, when people are gathering, you can sign up for Sitkins for Peace and Democracy newsletter or check to see if you're registered to vote at the tables. We will have music playing, protest music playing, just to keep things joyful.
Okay, so again, this is a non-partisan, non-political event coming up this Saturday. So let's review again the march locations and the rally locations and the times.
Sure. If you want to march, you can start over at Chaponsky Island by the boathouse to the left of the Centennial Building, where we're going to march around the Centennial to wave at the library people that are meeting here. There's a library associate meeting here and the roundabout. About starting to march at noon, getting to Totem Square about 12:30, beginning our presentation, our speakers at about 12:30. Or you can just join us at Totem Square. I will say there's events all over the country, so if you're not in Sitka and you're listening to this, you can text 59798. And Cindy Lippman is sponsoring a Sitkins for Peace and Democracy event in Davis, California, a family picnic.
But there are events all over the country.
I was going to ask you, actually, Bruce, one last question before we run out of time here. Do you have any sense for participation, how many people you might expect, maybe based on previous events?
Well, we've had very good success through all kinds of weather, but we're thinking we'll get somewhere around 500 people, which would be an astounding turnout for Sitka on an icy day.
Okay. Well, thank you both for coming in. We've been speaking with Tori O'Connell and Bruce Gazaway. They are both with Sitkins for Peace and Democracy. They're part of the organizing committee for an event coming up this weekend. Thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.
All right.